Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Hey Omud Beis. And we are beginning a brand new Simen Shin Chaf Dalet in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And this Simen deals with the halachos of preparing foods for animals. So, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber starts and he says, Ein Kovrin HaTeven B'Kvora. You're not allowed to go and sift the grain for an animal, Sheyipol HaMotz Loretz, in order that the chaff should fall to the ground and the good stuff remains behind. Likewise, V'lo Yanichenu B'Mokom Govoa, K'dei Sheyerid HaMotz. You can't put it up in a high place as well, in the hopes that either the wind will blow it off or that it will get sifted over here in this high place, in order that the chaff should fall off and the good stuff should remain behind. You're not allowed to do that for your animal food. However, avol notein bikvara, you are allowed to place the food into such a sieve, v'nosin l'solcheves, to carry it in order to get to the trough for the animal to feed from. Even though, afal pi shamotz nofel me'ilav, some of the chaff will fall through over here, that's okay, mutter, kivan she'eno mechavi. That's not your intention. Your intention is to bring it from point A to the trough, point B, and you're using the sieve to carry it, and if some of it happens to get sifted, that's not your intention. Let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkan Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Mipnei shu ki merakid, because it's like being merakid, it's like sifting. And Deir Shur footnote number one comments, because he says the Isser is over here only Mishum shu ki merakid, therefore, avolito lesatevin bikvara, but to go and take the grain inside a sieve, kidei lase soso be'evos is mutter, because it's only ki merakid, it's not real merakid over here, and therefore when you're not doing it for the purposes of merakid, it'd be allowed. And this diuk is brought down from the Tilul Ladovit, sha'af letzorach behemor, even though this is a sieve, and normally it's not allowed to be used, but here you're using it, so you're allowed to use it even for an animal. Sif Beis, the Mechaber tells us you're taking this grain over here. You cut up the actual stalk over here with some sort of an implement called a morig. And all of the tail part over here of the stalk is going to be the grain. Umotz, and the chaff over here, who miskan hashibolus elyon, that's on the upper part over here, the eno roi l'machabema, that's not even edible for an animal. The kovrin oso kidei sheyipol hamotz, and you sift it over here in order that the motz, this inedible chaff part, should fall off. And the Kiddush over here, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, is Ashmina, we're learning from here, da'afilu zeh osma Shabbos, even this limited amount is forbidden on Shabbos. And certainly, because you can, then l'rakid atua mipsolishalain, you certainly not to do real sifting over here to separate it out. The zeh merakid mamash v'chayev, that's real merakid, that's real sifting, and that would be chayev. Dishu foot number two brings down, v'meiniach tevin b'mokum govoa, kidei sheyeid hamotz me'elav. As the Shulchan Aruch said, that is also to put it up high, so the Machzitz HaShekel brings down the name of Levush, si'i she'isurahu mishum uvda d'chol. You're not really sifting it there, but you're hoping that the wind will blow it off, or that it will somehow get sifted in some other way, then that is also because of uvda d'chol. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Gimel, it will fall off by itself, derech nikvei akvara, through the holes of the sieve. Even though that's not your intention over here when you're using it just to carry this stuff, and that's why it's allowed. Siv Beis, the Mechaber tells us, Lo yimdod odom sa'orim lo seis levenehe behemto, ela mishayr ba'omed daito. A person wants to give a certain amount of food to his animal, so he's not allowed to measure it out. He can't say, well, I need to give it a pound over here. I'll measure out a pound. What should he do? He has to give the animal food. He wants to give it the right amount of food, not too little, not too much. So he should be mishayr. He should estimate with his best guess over here, ba'omed hadas, how much is the right amount, and then that's fine. But you shouldn't actually measure it out. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, Hainu b'chli hamida, that's using a specialized measuring tool. Mipnei shenira kiluhu modeid limkor, because it looks like when he's measuring it out, that maybe he's measuring it out to go and sell it. However, avo likach b'chli acher, but to take another utensil, lushar kav o kabayim, and to measure out, this is about a kav or a kav, or two kavs worth of food, muta, that's allowed. V'zehu shemesayim, that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. When he concludes, he says, Ela mishayir v'chule, you should use your best guess, ba'omed hadas, that's allowed. And he says, look as well, ayin the El Yeraba, which Deir Shur footnote number 3 brings down, that the El Yeraba brings the Gemara from Beitza. Sha'osra limdod sa'orim l'tzorch b'emto, you're not allowed to go and measure out the barley for your animal. However, he tira likdor kav o kabayim l'itim mehema, but he allows this likdor process to get a kav or two kav amount for your animal. And the Rif explains over there, shekoder, this concept of likdor, hainu shemishar b'omen adas, it means to estimate. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskened over here, this Rif. However, he brings down, the Lavush says a different shita. He brings down Rashi's shita, that the word koder, likdor, means shetoche v'skli hamida l'solcha kri ba'ofen shemismale me'elav shelo b'derech mida. He says it means that you take the measuring vessel and you stick it into the food so it fills up by itself, so to say, and not as a result of your pouring into it to measure out. And the Elyar Rabbah says, the Lavush, paskins over here, in both situations, like the Rif and like Rashi, lohokel. Kivin shetzuros medida elu eino asur selam of the Rabbanan. The whole thing is only potentially an issur of the Rabbanan over here, and therefore he takes the lenient opinion of the Rif as well as Rashi to allow you to go and measure in this way that is permissible. Either omer hadas, or to use the utensil in a way that you're not putting the stuff into the utensil, but you're just filling up the utensil by sticking it into the food. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein govlin mursun levehema olisar negolim. You're not allowed to go and actually knead, with a K, over here, the mursun, the bran, for the animals or for your chickens. What should you do? Avol nosdim bo mayim. You add water to them. Umavir bo tarvad omakel shesiva erev. You take a ladle, or some sort of a stick, and you move it about in a crisscross type of motion, in a vertical and horizontal type of direction. Shesiv Erev is the terminology we use for the cross. In this fashion, kivin she'enu memaris biyodu, you're not stirring it with your hand, velo mesavev hatarvad olamakel, and you're not taking the stick or the ladle that you're stirring it with and doing it in a rotating fashion like is normally done to mix. You're just doing it in a cross fashion. You're doing it a vertical stroke and then a horizontal stroke, so then it is mutter, it's permissible to do this. Alternatively, umenaru mikli el kli, kidei she'yisarv, you're allowed to pour it from one utensil into another, that it should get mixed in these permissible ways. So this first opinion over here, which is brought down from the Gemara in Shabbos, which is paskin by the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, the big three of Psak Halacha, and the Mechaber brings this down as his Stam Psak over here, that you're allowed to go and add the water to this mixture over here. Now this should remind us, as we can see this in the Bir Halacha, of a famous Machlokas that we've already discussed in Shin Chof Aleph. So let's begin with the words of the Bir Halacha over here, and then we'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah to understand this better. There's a big Machlokas, Bin inyan nesina samayim lemursan. Are you allowed to add water to something? Is just the addition of water called mixing it? And there's a machlokus between Rebbe and Riosi Rehuda. Rebbe is machmir. According to Rebbe, lididei yeshchiv chatus bazeh, by just adding the water, nesina samayim zehu gibulo. So Rebbe is the more machmir opinion over here, and Riosi Rehuda is more mekel lechatchila and says adding the water isn't the iser; it's only mixing it. Adding the water may be an issur d'rabbanan, but the actual mixing is what makes it an issur d'oraisa. This is a machlokas not only here in Mursun, but this is a machlokas in regards to flour, in regards to dirt, in regards to cement, etc. Rebbe is mechayev just by the addition of the water, and Riosa Yehuda is poter achi gabal. It's an issur d'rabbanan maybe to add the water, but the only issur d'oraisa is when you actually stir it. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here as well that there are two Stam Mishnayis, one seeming to paskin like Rebbe, the more chumradic opinion, and one seeming to paskin like the more lenient opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. And this leads to a huge machlokas in the Rishonim, how do we paskin aloch lamaisa? The opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, normally the three major poskim, which the Mechaber makes his halacha based upon, all paskin over here like the Stam Mishnah that is lahokil, like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Even though we normally paskin like Rebbe against Rav Yosef Yehuda, ki Rebbe mechaveiro, here we don't because we say the second Stam Mishnah is Odif, and that's the one like Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. However, Rav Elezer Mimitz and the Baal Trumos, the Smag and the Smak, all brought down in the Hagos by Moni, as well as the Mordechai, who say that we paskin like the first Stam Mishnah, which is like the Machmir opinion of Rebbe. The Kivin Dechok and Astamos Adodi, since you have two Stam Mishnahs going against each other, then we follow the rule of Rebbe mechaveiro is the Halacha. Mechaber paskins his first opinion over here, like the more lenient opinion, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. And we'll see he'll bring a Yesh Osrim that follows this more stricter opinion, the Smak, the Baal Trumos, and the Mordechai. And Mitz Hashem, now we can understand this a little bit better. So now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hay, where he brings down the Av the Eino Bar Gibel, even though this Mursin is not normally something that is mixed, Mikol Mokum Gozer Rabbanon Shema Yavo LeGabel Kemach. The rabbis made a gzeir over here that if we allow you to go and mix the Mursin, you may come to go mix the flour, and that would be a real problem. The Chayv Mishum Losh, that would be a real issue of kneading. The Das Harbi Rishonim, the Av B'Mursin Chayv Mishum Losh. Now there are Rishonim that say even in regards to Mursin, there is an issue deraisa potential for Losh, and that's we've already discussed. Ayin the Bir Halacha, this fundamental machlokis. Sivkot and Vav, the Mursun, Vein Chiluk, Vein Im Megabel Harbe, O Ma'at Ma'at. This doesn't matter if you're doing a little bit or a lot. The Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetz Chaim Osei, says, look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha reminds us that this heter of doing it a little bit, as opposed to a lot, was only in regards to the parched kernels, in regards to the kuli that we had had previously, in regards to mixing, but not over here. Doesn't make a difference, even if you do a little, it's still osur. Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, the lenient first opinion of the Mechaber says you can pour water into it and then stir it with the shinoi, as we mentioned, either doing it the shasi, the erev, or doing it with the pouring from one bowl to another bowl. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'imutu litein mayin l'sol ha-kemach b'ofen zeh, are you allowed to add water to flour in this situation? So ayin in the tash, because of the death, tayi b'shita s'poskim. That's this famous machlokis that we just brought down. The Rambam also, shari poskim mutter. The Rambam says it's forbidden, and the other poskim say it's permissible. V'chol zeh l'deya kamay sezu, and this is all accord with the first lenient opinion over here that says you're allowed to do it to the mursun, but you might not be allowed to do it to flour. But that which we're going to learn, which we've already mentioned from the Bir Halacha, that is much more strict, not even allowed to add water, that's brought down at the end of this sif, Shuva B'Sof HaSif, the Sfirlu Dafilu L'Torcha Morsen Osu L'Itin Mayim, Mishum Denesina Samayim Zeh Ugibulov, because they hold that even adding water to the Morsen is actually an Issa Daraisa of Gibul. So certainly, Koshekin L'Socha Kemach Du B'Chlal Gibul. So obviously, the harsher opinion in Morsen will certainly not let you do anything in regards to Kemach. Just adding the water into the kemach, according to them, would certainly be an issa d'oraisa. Sifkat and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah, still quoting the first lenient opinion of the Mechaber, says, Kivan she'eino v'chule, since it's not your intention over here to mix it with your hand, you're only doing it with either the ladle and the shasi, the erev, or pouring it from bowl to bowl. It's allowed. However, avol memaris o mesavi batarvad, but if you actually go and stir it well with the tarvad, with this ladle, then nira kalosh, then it does appear to be lush and it would be forbidden. Mechaber continues and he writes, Umutul Ariv Hamursun Biderach Zeh Bikli Echad. He says you're allowed to go and put this all into one large utensil, put a lot into there, and then after you've done it in this permissible way of mixing the water with it, Umachalik Osol Bikalim Harbe, and then pour it off into a lot of different kalim, Benosin Lefne Kol Behema Behema, and give it to each animal individually, that is allowed. And you can do a large amount in this first large kli, even a kor's worth, which is 30 saw, even karayim, even would be 60 saw, 2 kor's worth. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes explains over here, that's assuming you have a large enough herd that you have so many animals that you need to mix such a large amount in this permissible way. Because the lav hachi, if you want to say, well, I'll mix now and have a whole week's worth, that would certainly be osur. Osur l'troch tircha dol tricha. You're not allowed to do excessive work on Shabbos, even though there's no malacha involved over here, but you're not allowed to do any excessive work on Shabbos that's not needed for Shabbos itself. So this is the first lenient opinion that the Mechaber brings down, lehalocha, and this is paskin in the name of the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. But then he brings down, as we've already said many times, an opinion from the Smag, the Balachumos, and the opinion of the Mordechai as well. That is, v'yesh osrin, there are those that forbid to actually put the water into it on Shabbos. Litin mayim agabi mursim b'Shabbos. Not mixing it, but just the addition of the water is the isser over here. V'lo amru shemoluch bo shasi v'erev, and that which they allowed you only to stir it in the permissible way of the shasi v'erev strokes, doing a stroke from the top to the bottom, and then from the side to the side, but not stirring it, that permissibility is only eluk yishayu hamayim nesunim alavim bojom. If the water was already added from Erev Shabbos, then that is allowed according to this Machmer opinion. But to add the water on Shabbos, that would be Osir according to this Machmer opinion. And the Ramah then adds, he says, Ayin le'el simishin chafalo sif tezayin, gabi shum v'char dul ketzad nogim. This similar machlokis we had in regards to the garlic and the mustard over there, and the same machlokis applied over there as well. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkot and Yud, V'yesh Osrim, this, as I've mentioned many times in the Ber Hagola, from the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah repeats it over here in the Mishnah Berurah. This is the Das of the Baal Trumos, V'siyato, and all the others that hold like him that we mentioned. The Poskim Kirebi, they hold like the Momachmir Mishnah that has Rebbe's opinion that you're not allowed to mix the water into it. U'svirulei, the Menesina Samayim L'chud, Chayiv Mishum Gibel. The Issa D'Oraisa is transgressed by just the addition of the water into the substance, whether that substance is bekemach, with flour, bemursan, the bran over here, or be'efer, or with ashes, or holdover, or any material. And therefore, the only way that this machmir opinion of the Balatrumos v'siyato allows you to do this is that the water was added before Shabbos. And even then, you're not allowed to stir it straight out. Unless you do it in this shinui dik way, doing it in the strokes that are from the top to the bottom and then from the side to the side, as we've already explained. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph adds, and he says, Rotzu lomar that the Rama is pointing out, look in Shin Chaf Aleph, to look by the din by Shum and Chardol, Disham Nizbar. There we explain the noagim lahakmik as far as Bala Truma, that we tend to go like the more stringent opinion over here of the Bala Truma in regards over there to the Shum and the Chardol. Because of Chayodim, and the Chayodim adds, the Bishas HaTchak, under extenuating circumstances, you have no other way to give the food to the animals, Yesh Lahatu Aydei Enu Yehudi. You can't ask a non-Jewish person to go and feed your animals in this fashion. She'enu Yehudi Yitin Amayim B'Shabbos, the non-Jewish person should add the water to this Mursun on Shabbos, the Gabal Ayide Shinui Hanal, and use the Shinui that we mentioned doing the Shasiva Erev, or pouring it from one bowl to another, and that would be acceptable. Why is this acceptable? So in the same Bir Halacha in Govlim that we brought down, so the Chavetz Chaim says, V'ha Dehiti B'Mursun L'Chatchila, that's the opinion of the Rambam, Ki Giblo Les Be'Issa D'Raisa, there's no Issa D'Raisa over here, and therefore there's no Issa to add the water over here, according to the first opinion, when you're giving it to your animals, because at worst you'd only be over in Issadur Rabbanon. But another reason is brought down the Yeshua, the Tama Hetu, Mishum Shetzorach Lachil Behemo, Lo'ov, Lukach Lugos Rabbanon. The rabbis never instituted the Gezerah in this situation, so even according to the second opinion, that the water was added beforehand, the rabbis didn't make a Gezerah over here because you have to feed your animals. And according to this, if you need to mix with flour and to feed your birds, that would also be allowed as long as you do it via the Shinui. The issue footnote number 4 adds that what happens if there's no non-Jewish person around and you have to feed your animals? So the Chazon Ish has a cool over here. Yesh lahakil lo se smayim lemursun lekemach afilu shubelila ava. You're allowed to go and add the water here, even according to these machmirim over here that say that there is an isser of adding the water over here midaraisa, but you can do this for your animals as long as you do it with the shinoi when they're stirring it. Mipnei hefsed the tsar bali chayim. So one can rely in this situation upon the more lenient opinions, even according to those that normally possibly like the more stricter opinion over here. Likewise, the Mechaber himself only brought this down as a Yesh Osrim, and his main psak is like the lenient opinion, so for Tzar Bali Chaim, you can rely upon this. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'imamayim ayu roskin, if the water is hot, so then obviously you have additional problems of cooking. So also, afilo ayde in Yehudi, you can't ask a non-Jewish person to mix hot water into this, laros mikli rishon, even if he's taking it from a kli rishon, because we say that even iri kli rishon is mavashel. Pouring from a kli rishon also can go and cook. So what should you do? Elo ya'are ha'in Yehudi mitchilo hamayim l'kli sheni. He should pour it from the hot kli rishon into a kli sheni. And then when he pours it from the kli sheni, v'achakach yishpo hamayim al mursan, this would be allowed because iru kli sheni eino mevashel. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, v'da, the mursan aniska b'shulchan aruch, that which we're calling this bran over here in the shulchan aruch, that's klipas ha'tfua ha'nisheres b'napa, that's talking about the chaff that stayed behind in the sieve, when you shake out and sift out the flour. As opposed to the chaff called the motz that's done at the time of the threshing, that's inedible. And that's not brought down here in the Shulchan Aruch at all as a problem. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, where we've explained, for the motz itself, you shouldn't add the water to it, because that would be an Isser of Lash when you add water to this motz on Shabbos. In Dibur HaMaskel Umar V'bo V'chule, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha adds, look in the Beis Yosef in the Bach, Shemitzadid in Loma, they hold, Da'afilu Mavir Kama Pa'amim Shasi V'erev Shapur Domi, to even do multiple up and down, side to side, stirring in this permissible Shasi V'erev fashion is allowed, not just one time. Because Kivin Shenu Memaris B'yodah, you're not stirring it with your hand, V'lo Mesabiv, and you're not really stirring it even with the Makel over here, you're just doing an up and down, side to side stirring, that's permissible. Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down, what's the heter over here to allow it to be done in this fashion many times? So the Chazon Ish says, Shekivon Shein Mesave V'satarvad Ein Zaturas Irvav. So you're not really stirring it, you're just doing an up and down motion and side to side motion. That's not really called a normal way of doing it, it's a shinui and it's allowed. And he adds, You have to take the ladle out when you're doing the downward stroke from top to the bottom. You have to take it out. Then do the side-to-side stroke. Take it out and do it again. And you turn it each time to the middle and start the new shasiv eruv from there. In that way, it's allowed. Otherwise, if you keep it inside, you're actually stirring it, and that would be forbidden. With this, we conclude today's shir.